Visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you got to see the top-ranked team in eight-man Division II on Friday night in a 46-0 loss to Axtell, at halftime. But you knew when you put them on the schedule, they were going to be good as advertised and with a 41-game winning streak coming to your place.
Yeah, we knew that they were, that it was going to be a challenging matchup for us, and it turned out to be every bit of that. They're as good as advertised, and, it was an experience that we hoped to gain a little bit more, insight as to how to prepare for a big-time opponent. I think that, looking back at the game, we did a tremendous amount right. But there's certainly some opportunities in there where, we know that we have to function under crisis a little better than we did on Friday night. And that's, coaches down to players, that's top to bottom.
Do you feel like this will be a good learning tool as you progress on here in the season? Because you never know when you're going to see an opponent like this, especially when it comes to the postseason.
Well, I think anytime you get to go out and beta test, a crisis moment, that's there's a benefit in there, if you're willing to look at it. And so, this morning when we had our, our morning, Monday morning workout, we talked a lot about the things that, when things get going fast and they're going negative, the things that we have to be able to rely on, in order to overcome those. Sometimes emotions, sometimes, just fundamental breakdowns. We have to go back to the basics, and that, the mundane has to be your friend when you're facing, a tough situation. So, the question is, if it helps us, I hope it does. I think it will. Our guys, responded positively this morning, and so only time will tell.
So as you mentioned, positive, but they're ready to move on to the next challenge ahead.
Yeah, it's the coaching cliche, but it's true. You look at it. Friday night was a really tough night for most of our guys to deal with, and Saturday is not a very pleasant feeling. But by Sunday afternoon, you've got to turn the page and start looking forward, especially now because. We enter district play and we start off with Linden, and so, we're not going to get any breaks in our schedule here. So, you just have to, go 1-0 every week. That's your job, and so you have to have that approach.
Visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. As Coach mentioned, the Bulldogs head to Linden coming up on Friday, and I believe Linden is 2-1. They're only loss came in week two against Frankfurt, who's another top-ranked team in eight-man Division II. And, Linden had that success last year, claiming the eight-man Division I state championship. But a different football team, but there's still a few guys over there that gained some success last year.
Yeah, they returned two full-time starters, but I think anytime you win a title, it modifies the DNA of your program, and I mean, Axtell's a great example. Those guys, I'm sure, have forgotten how to lose a football game or what it feels like, so when you're talking about playing the defending champs, a bunch of new starters or not, they're going to feel confident about what they can do. They're not expecting to get beat by anybody. They're expecting to win district championships, to do all those things, and that's something that comes with a great deal of success like they had last year. So, we expect those guys to play with a lot of confidence, and our challenge will be, to play well with them.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at Linden on Friday. I'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan. I appreciate the coverage.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce. On KVOE, live and local.